'Tis the time of lilacs and caps and gowns. Proud parents mingle with bored siblings, taking selfies at platitude-filled ceremonies, suffused by the strains of pomp and circumstance. Job opportunities are more plentiful for this year's graduates than those of 5 or 6 years ago. Yet when the bromides end, too many students face the ice water shower of crushing student debt. Rhode Island graduates have the dubious distinction of carrying one of the nation's highest debt loads, an average of nearly $32,000 per student. The only worst states are Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Hampshire. If you wonder why millennials and college students like Bernie Sanders so much, keep in mind the debt they carry along with their sheepskins. Sanders has proposed free college tuition. This plan has won cheers from students, yet it's also drawn scorn, particularly among conservatives who view Sanders as a Santa Claus intent on buying youth votes with a program the nation can't afford. What seems to some another government giveaway actually has deep roots in American society, hearkening to the Civil War era Morrill Act, the federal program that created land-grant state universities. More recently came the post-World War II GI Bill, which financed college for military veterans, helping to create the strongest middle class the world has ever known. Public colleges were given even more taxpayer money in the 1960s and 70s, which kept tuitions low as baby boomers flocked to campus. Rhode Islanders of a certain age can recall graduating from a state university owing little or nothing. That's all changed. Taxpayer revolts, recession, and strapped state budgets have slashed support for higher education. Tuition at the University of Rhode Island has jumped more than 40% since 2009. Not all the high cost of education is due to a drop in public support. In the days of the GI Bill, student dorms and dining halls more resembled military barracks than today's luxury hotels. Higher education has become corrupted by an expensive arms race for fancier student amenities, bigger stadiums, and gourmet meals. Some of the debt problem can be traced to students and parents. Lured by the Sylvan campus, too many kids and their parents don't consider the price tag. Parents should be wary of colleges that load students with debt. Some of these schools have low graduation rates and sketchy job placement regimes. This is particularly true at for-profit institutions. Sanders' free tuition plan makes sense, yet like all other good ideas, it could use a tweak. We could, for example, extend the GI Bill model to other forms of national service. A student would qualify for free tuition, say, if he or she agreed to giving back a year after graduation. A stint in the Peace Corps, City Year, or Teach for America would benefit both student and nation. Public college students generally have lower student debt than private colleges. In Rhode Island, that means graduates of private Bryant University have debts averaging about $42,000, while public Rhode Island college grads average about $23,000. Everyone from Governor Gina Raimondo on down traces much of Rhode Island's sluggish economic growth to a lack of educated workers. If you think that's false, check out job growth in highly educated Boston compared to Providence. We value colleges in New England like few other places on earth. We have some of the world's best. It's way past time that we increase support for public higher ed and decrease student debt. That would put wider commencement day smiles on both parents and students.